Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to this Saturday morning broadcast. Today is March the 2nd, 2024, and we will continue with our series, Today is a New Day, Part 14. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John, for prayer. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Father, we just thank you for this show. We thank you for your justice. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your uprightness. And we glorify you for that. Father, teach us in your word how to honor your uprightness, how to honor your justice, how to honor your righteousness. We give you the glory and the praise. We ask forgiveness for sin, for iniquity and transgression. And Father, we choose, as rightly as we ought to forgive those who have done us wrong, who have sinned against us, caused iniquity and transgression against us. We ask forgiveness for them as well. In the precious name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Evangelist Anita, I have got one for you. And it's Psalms chapter 9, verses 7 through 10. And before we read it, I want to make sure that everyone understands that there is a righteous judge in heaven. And this righteous judge that's in heaven is going to judge us whether we are good or bad, whether we're walking in his precepts or not. And if we aren't walking in his precepts and we ask for him to judge someone else based upon our altercation with them, and we're the one in the wrong, he is going to deal with us. He is not going to take a bribe. He's not going to try to figure out a way, you know, just because he cares more about me than he does about you. You know what I'm saying? He is going to be fair across the board. And as the end times begin to manifest themselves, one of the things that I've noticed and I'm noticing is the things that we think are fair or that God said were fair, right, and honorable are being changed by things that are wicked, deceitful, and partial. And we have got to protect ourselves and not get caught up into the bureaucracy of this or that if God is the one that reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He's watching the whole picture. And I've got to remember that and know that even though I may or may not like this person or that person, I have to make sure I don't take God's ruling into my own hand and try to manipulate God's ruling to hurt that other person just because of something that I have a problem with. It is very dangerous, and we don't understand God's judgment is without partiality. So this person over here may have some problems. They may have some issues. But if they're still walking upright before God in an area, I can't take the legal aspect of God and try to take them down based upon that. God will do is he will look at his word. He will look at what he has laid down, and he'll look at me and say, even though this person may be, you know, bad in certain areas, I can't take other areas where this person is righteous and try to justify my actions against him or her. I have to make sure, and I've got to submit, just like you're in a courtroom where you submit your aspect of the way you see something to the judge. God is. He is the righteous judge. He will not be swayed. He will not be manipulated. He will not hate on or cause judgment to happen to a person that in that area of judgment, and I'm only talking about the area of judgment, okay? There may be other areas where, yeah, that person can be judged. But in the area of judgment where they're walking right before Yah, I have to be very, very careful not to show partiality against them, because the Father knows best. And he is going to be righteous regardless of how I perceive his righteousness. And that is something that going forward, as we begin to go into more diabolical situations that are happening in this world, we have got to understand that nothing on this earth will ever take Yah by surprise. It's not going to. And if it's not going to take him by surprise, then you best believe, even though it may be perceived that this or that person is getting away with, you know, with wrongdoing, the Father is the last and the righteous judge of us all. Psalms verse 9, chapter 9, I'm sorry, Psalms chapter 9, verse 7 through 10. And that's in the King James and in the Amplified, if you will, please.
Yes, sir. Again, that's Psalms chapter 9, verses 6 through 10, and I'll read the King James Version first. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. And so the Amplified reads, but the Lord will remain seat enthroned forever. He has prepared and established his throne for judgment, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the nations with fairness, equity. The Lord also will be a refuge and a stronghold for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name, who have experienced your precious mercy, will put their confident trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not abandoned those who seek you. Rabbi Jones?
Amen. I love how the Amplified puts that, especially that last verse, because first of all, I have got to get a relationship with him in such a way that I know, not just in the English knowing his name, but it's in the biblical understanding. I have a working relationship with him. I have a working relationship with him. Now, what does that mean? That means that if I'm an employee and he's the employer and I need something from him, I have to have established going to work on time, going and doing my job, whatever it may be, and receiving from him over time the favor that a righteous employer will give to an employee, so that, God forbid, but in an emergency, when I need my employer to help me, then my employer, who remembers my report, remembers how I came to work, remembers my attitude, remembers my work ethic, remembers all that needs to be done in that job description that I fulfilled without a lot of headache and, back talk or anything like that, he will be more inclined to give his mercy to me when I need it. We need to establish, we need to work on, and we need to build upon a working relationship with our Heavenly Father. He knows and understands that there will come a time, regardless of who we are, where we're going to need him more than we realize that we do. As we cry out to him, one of the things that are going to happen is it's going to be brought to our attention that he's looking at our work ethic, our relationship with him, our obedience to his word, in order for him to be able to stretch his hand out. And when we run into a situation where we don't have the depth of relationship, then we call out his name, and a part of that name is calling out Yahushua, calling out Jesus, because Yahushua has the greatest working relationship of any one human being. Not only did he walk this earth in the manner in which the Father desired us to walk, but he also took the shame and the blame for all of our shortcomings. So his blood is on us in the same way that our blood, our wrongdoings, our sin, iniquity, and transgression is on him. So when I don't have enough work experience with the Father, I immediately call upon Yahushua. I immediately remind the Father of what he did for me. And I apply that in order to get the working relationship that I need and the mercy that I need from my Heavenly Father. Practice this, because this is scripturally the reason why the Father allowed his only begotten of a woman son to take our place in hell, so that we could be redeemed. This is a part of that redemption. And because our Heavenly Father, righteous judge, and because he cannot be tainted, he cannot be swayed, because he cannot be bribed, I know that even though it may be perceived that he loves Evangelist Tanita more than he does me, I have the promise, not just of the Father, but of the Son, that if I go to him, in the same way that she goes to him, that he will hear me in the same way that he hears her, because the blood has no partiality of her over me for any reason. So if you're in doubt, if you're in a situation where you're not sure if you have enough invested in the relationship, understand, one, the Heavenly Father is not taking a bribe by Satan against you. He's not. He's not going to be partial to someone else over you. He's not. But he is expecting that working relationship, that obedience, whether it's from you or it's from Yahushua, either way, you have got to tap into that. Then you've got to, then you will be able to go to the throne room and discuss your case with him without the adversary lying, cheating, or trying to steal the verdict that the Father has placed in his word. Father, we thank and praise you for that. And there's areas in our life where we may not be up to where we need to be. And for that, Father, we first ask forgiveness. And secondly, we speak forth a reminder of the blood of Yahushua, who died for that sin, who was crucified for that iniquity, who was buried and rose again from the hell that he went to, the prison that he went to, the punishment that he went to for that particular altercation. So I remind you, Father, of that price being paid. And I thank you because you are a just and upright Father, an upright and just judge. You will not take a bribe from the adversary, but instead, you are quick to give your mercy in a situation where we need it the most, as long as we follow the protocol. And Father, we're following the protocol right now. We're using the scapegoat right now. In the precious name of your Son, we thank you that the blood is applied on the doorpost of our heart, and that you see it, that you recognize it, and you will not send the destroyer, our house, to our family for that very reason. In the precious name of Yahushua, we pray. And until next broadcast, shalom, shalom.